It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
It's a beautiful fall day here in Carbon County. I love this time of year, and I'm doing super, and it's good to talk to you.
You know what? I'm excited to chat with you because, you know, it's a time of year where I feel like everyone needs to get a reminder from here and there that, oh gosh, when the first snow falls, everyone has to relearn how to drive in the snow. Now we need to take into consideration, which I've never really thought about until now, how many first-time drivers are going to be experiencing their first snow and so many other things. There are a lot of first-time drivers out there right now, Sheriff.
There are, and you know, I want to talk about the 5 to Drive Teen Safety Campaign. It's 5 good topics to discuss with your teenage driver, and they are no cell phone use or texting while driving, no extra passengers, no speeding, no alcohol, and never drive without wearing your seatbelt. And you know, Mal, I'm sure you've done it, I've done it. We've all been young and invincible and loaded up our car with all of our friends to go somewhere. And, you know, if it's not necessary, I'm old, so we didn't have extended cab trucks in my day. We used to try to get, you know, no less than 5 people in the front of a pickup.
Right.
And go somewhere. And that's just, it's not necessary. It's not safe. And I just want people to think about that before they take off. Even around town, low speeds, you can still get hurt in an accident.
Right. And, you know,
I
think,
you know, you made a good point about winter's coming. It's a good time to check your vehicles out first off. Make sure your tires are looking good. Make sure you have that washer fluid that doesn't freeze.
Right.
In there. Make sure you have some provisions in case you were to get stranded on the side of the road, a blanket, maybe some snacks, maybe a little water, and keep the water in the passenger compartment so that it doesn't get frozen in the trunk.
Right.
You know, little things like that, and of course your cell phone and a charger.
Yes, for sure. And you know, always think those things through. No matter where you're going, what you're doing, always take a little bit of extra time, especially once it starts getting this cold. You know, we have to start thinking about warming our vehicles up in the mornings. I mean, you kind of threw me under the bus saying that, you know, we've all done it and jumped in the car and gone somewhere without a seatbelt. But you know what else we've also done? Is drive around with a little tiny peephole. So all of these things
Or Ace Ventura style with your head out, freezing your hair.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I've gotten to the point where I'll just sit in my car in the driveway and wait. If I'm ready to go and my car's not yet, if I've already scraped done the scrape thing and it didn't work, I'll just sit in my car and wait. But you know, we live in an area of extreme. Our weather is always extreme. Hot or cold, it doesn't matter. And our driving conditions vary very quickly. So we've got to be prepared.
You got to be prepared. And you know, something I'm always telling my little family about is also where you place your cell phone in your vehicle, because you need to be able to get to that in the event you get in an accident. And if it's just laying around in the vehicle somewhere, it can be tossed out or it can be thrown around willy-nilly in the car if you were to get in a collision, you know. And I want to be able to find that.
Right.
So that is a lifeline that, you know, and a lot of cars will alert 911 of an accident. But I want to be able to have my phone if I can. That's a heck of a lifeline and a huge advantage to have it. So I try to keep it on my person in a pocket or somewhere or someplace secure in my car that I know I'll still have it and can get to it if I need to.
Right. Exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I really appreciate you giving me a call and giving us a quick update. And, you know, for all those first-time drivers out there, you think you're invincible at that age. Am I wrong, Sheriff?
Yeah, I know there's people that feel that way, and young folks are just inherently that way. Just make sure that you plant the seed in their mind that, you know, take the precautions now and not have to worry about things later.
Right. For sure. And, you know, as more experienced drivers, just kind of be a little more aware during the times of the year when the seasons are changing and, you know, watch for drivers that you don't think are necessarily paying as much attention and you pay a little bit more attention. So we all just need to kind of work together.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And, you know, we always mention it, but you know, watch for our little ones that are at the school bus stops. This time of year, they're out there and we always say it. They're not watching for you. You have to watch for them. And other than that, have a great fall. This is the best time of year, in my opinion.
It definitely is. I love this time of year. Well, as always, Sheriff, I appreciate you calling in. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.